Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today our focus is going to be Mizmor Hey, the fifth chapter of the book of Tehillim. We're going to examine it through five lenses, as we usually do, which is looking at the overview and structure, number one, number two, the central themes, number three, events in the past that are behind this Mizmor, number four, places in the Siddur or outside of Tehillim that this applies or is used, and number five, some psukim or words in the spotlight. Let's start at the very beginning. Overview and structure of this Mizmor. There are 13 psukim in this Mizmor, and it's broken up roughly into essentially two larger sections. Of course, the first pasuk is the Ketovet. It is this inscription, the way it starts off, which is Lamatzech El Hanechilos Mizmor LeDavid. It is a prayer, some sort of musical prayer in the name of David. The first major section runs from psukim Beis to Ches, and is really divided into two micro sections, which are setting the stage for asking of Hashem. In the first little bit of this, the David HaMelech describes how Hashem is willing to listen to all types of tefillah, whether in thought, in words, whether cried out in pain. Hashem is the only address of tefillah. That's from the Pasuk Beis to Dalet. And the next little bit, micro section, is Hey to Ches, where the Meshorer, where David HaMelech praises Hashem for his justice and mercy in this world. That's really the first major section, which is setting the stage for asking of Hashem. And finally, the end of the Mizmor, from Tes to Yud Gimel, is actually the request of Hashem. And the request is to stop the Rishayim, to stop the evildoers in their ways, in their convincing ways, and allow the Meshorer, allow the person to find ultimate serenity, ultimate happiness. That's the overview. Interestingly enough, halachically speaking, the structure is important because it also forms an important structure within our tefillah, and that is that before we have what's called bakosha, supplication, request, we need to always preface that with shevach, which is praise. And this mizmor is built in that way, with the first half up to and including pasuk Ches is the building that foundation, which is shevach, praising Hashem, and the bakosha, the request, only comes afterwards. That's important. That's how our Shmona Esrei is structured, and we'll see many other aspects of Tefillah which follow suit. In terms of central themes, there are a number of themes, but two of the main themes which play their way throughout this Mizmor is, number one, condemning the insincere. It sounds like David HaMelech is isolating people who are false, people who speak falsely. As an example, in Pasuk Zayin, Ta'abed Doverei Chazov. Please Hashem, finish, consume those who speak falsely. Ishtamim umirma yisoev Hashem. Hashem hates or despises people of blood. And similarly in Pasuk Yud, when Hashem says that ki ein befiu nechona kirbom havois kever pasuach gronom l'shrom yachalikun, he talks about the sort of this image of these scoffers, of these evil sayers or evil doers whose mouths are like these open graves, and with their slippery tongues, sort of like laying in wait to trap those who are innocent. So the one theme is over here is condemning those insincere individuals. The other theme is not necessarily moving from negative to neutral, but from neutral to positive, and that is that the response is not necessarily just to get rid of them, but also for him to find his way, which is, one example is in Pasuk Tes, Hashem nechene betzidkosech, Hashem guide me in your righteousness, leman sharirai, haishar lefonai darkecho, make straight your path in front of me. And the Malbim points out that it is begging to find the right way, because sometimes when we hear the scoffers, we get confused. Sometimes we get distracted when we hear all the noise, all the din around us. So what David HaMelech is begging intimately from Hashem is, allow me to find the right path despite all those naysayers. Let's move into the next point over here, and that is events behind this Mizmor. Clearly, the Kotevet does not identify a specific event, and it doesn't sound like David HaMelech is identifying an event very specifically. So it could be more generic. It could be about the general spiritual journey of a person. However, there are those who do identify this, and the Medrash and Bereshis Rabba Perek Lamed Beis Parasha Aleph does actually relate this back to a topic we've been looking at up till now. And that is that we saw at the beginning of Mizmor Gimel that it was talking towards Avshalom. So now in lieu of that, the people in the direct vicinity of those who persecuted David were two people, and they were Doeg HaAdomi and Achitofel. Doeg was the advisor to Shaul HaMelech, who really put fuel on the fire to try to get David. And Achitofel was David's trusted advisor and also a defector who went to Avshalom and tried to get David killed and was not listened to. Ultimately, Hashem allowed it to be that Achitofel's advice was not listened to, which would have actually ended David HaMelech's life. So David HaMelech refers to them, and the Midrash says, based on the pasuk in our Mizmor, which is Ta'abed Dovrei Chazov, those who speak falsely, Ish Damim Umirma, a person who speaks of blood. And therefore the Midrash identifies both Doeg and Achitofel, whose advice led to immoral relationships and murder, where Michal, the wife of David HaMelech, was remarried to somebody else. And David HaMelech was, and Nov Ira Kohanim was killed by Doeg. And by Achitofel, by Achitofel's advice, David HaMelech's remaining wives in Yerushalayim were raped by Avshalom, and many people were killed because of Achitofel's advice. So these are two people who weren't the actual king themselves, but they were defectors. They were the people who advised the king to go excessively against David HaMelech, and this is perhaps who he's referring to in veiled references. I would just add, as a fascinating footnote to this, the word Ish Damim, which he uses in this Mizmor in Pasuk Zion, is actually a word which was used to describe David himself. When David HaMelech was actually in flight, when he was a refugee from his own son Avshalom, leaving Yerushalayim, a person called Shimi ben Gera appeared on one of the mountaintops in Shmuel Bey's Perek Tes Zayin and screamed at him, "Tzei tzei ish hadamim v'ish habli'ayel. Leave, leave, O man of blood, you evil man." That's what Shimi did. It was what's called a klalon nimretz. It's a terrible, terrible curse that he gave to David HaMelech. And ultimately, David HaMelech sorted Shimi out in the end of the day. But this notion of Ish HaDamim, David HaMelech is pivoting that. He's taking that accusation that David HaMelech is guilty for the death of Shaul, that David HaMelech is guilty for the evil in his life and his own circumstances, and he's saying, no, the real evildoers, the real people who are mechanizing all this tragedy are the advisors, are the Doegs and the Achitofels in the world who are using the emotions of their kings against me in a negative and false way. And that's what David HaMelech is doing. He's pivoting those words used to accuse him himself, which is Ish HaDamim. Where else does this Mizmor appear outside of Tehillim? So to be honest, the whole Mizmor does not appear in the Tefillah, but there is one Pasuk which is very important to realize does, and that is Pasuk Ches. Let me just quote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that it's a mitzvah to run to shul or Beis Medrash. Your person should really run there, but when a person arrives at the Beis Knesset or the Beis Medrash, you can't run in the entrance. You need to yishhe ma'at shelo yikones bepesa pisom. You stop for a moment to walk in a noble, in a dignified fashion. V'yirata v'yifchad me'adar go'ona yisparach shemo. You should be scared. You should be in awe of Hashem's presence. V'yomar ha'pasuk. And you should say the verse, Avani barov chastacha avoy beisecha. I will come in great kindness, Hashem, that you allow me into your house. This pasuk is used at the beginning of davening. It is in the Matovu, it is in every siddur, and this comes from our Mizmor. As David HaMelech is requesting access to ask of Hashem, it is the pasuk which we use to sort of put into context what it means to be in the shul in the mornings. Psukim in the spotlight, just one new word we've been introduced to over here is Al Nechilos. That this is a Lamnatzeach Al Nechilos Mizmor David. What is a Nechilos? The Rashi and the Radak point out it is a musical instrument. We've met one already in Tehillim. The Nechilos is a musical instrument, and both Rashi and the Radak add that it actually comes from the word Nechil, which refers to a swarm of bees, and it could be that it refers to the sound of this instrument is like the humming of the bees. Or could refer to this musical instrument as therefore reminding us of the swarms of enemies that surround us, and therefore is used particularly for this Mizmor, where David HaMelech is talking about the falling of the Rishayim, which is asking for. One last Pasuk, which is in the spotlight today, and that is Pasuk Hey, a very fascinating Pasuk, where when requesting from Hashem help, he says, Kiloi kel chofetz resha ato, you do not want evil, lo yegurchara, you do not abide evil around you. And the Malbim points out that we learn something very fascinating from this pasuk, and that is the following: that in pagan idol worship, there are many powers. There are good powers, there are evil powers, and what humanity does arrogantly is to project their own whims and skills onto their gods. So if you look at the Greek pantheon, the Roman pantheon, the Egyptian pantheon, you see the projected weaknesses of human beings projected onto the gods, just on a bigger, on a big way. It's almost like a soap opera of humanity, just with bigger, with more superhuman powers. And therefore, there can be good gods and bad gods, and there can be gods who are good but who are scared of doing good because of bad gods. So what the, what David HaMelech is saying very clearly over here is, Ki lo yekel chofetz resha ata. Hashem, you are the ultimate and only power. You are not an evil power or a good power. You are the only power, and that power is good, absolute, incandescent, unadulterated good. And therefore, lo yigur chara. There is no other power which influences you, holds you hostage. Therefore, what David HaMelech is saying in his introduction of Shevach is, Hashem, I know you are the only address. We are not going to be asking numerous forces and you to help us. We know that you are the only address for our tefillah. And that perhaps is a prerequisite for understanding how tefillah works. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.